Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Lynda.com. Lynda.com is an easy, affordable way to help you learn. Instantly stream thousands of courses created by experts on business, software, web development, graphic design, and more. For a free trial, visit Lynda.com/i5. That's LYNDA.com/IFIVE. What up? This is i5 for the iPhone, episode 106. This is the show that covers the latest iPhone news, apps, tips, and tricks. I am Sarah Lane, your guide to all things iPhone and iOS. Come with me. Number one. Well, this is interesting. It turns out that Facebook is, like, really taking standalone apps seriously because Facebook's rockstar photo-sharing app, Instagram, now has one of its own. Hyperlapse is a new time-lapse video app from the company that promises to use Instagram's in-house stabilization to not only shoot time-lapse videos, but really polished ones as if they were made using a tripod. Now, the default setting is 6x, or 6 times the speed of a normal video. You can speed it up or even slow it way down. The app is very easy to use. In fact, there's not much to it. It doesn't require a Facebook or Instagram account, which I know will appeal to some of you, although it does encourage you to share to both services when you're done with your hyperlapse, though you can just save to your camera roll too. Now, I've been messing around with it a little bit. For example, I took a sort of shaky video with one hand while I ate breakfast with the other. It's not that smooth, but it is smoother than the original shot. Taking a hyperlapse out of a car window, that might work a little bit more nicely. And I've seen a few creative ones on Instagram already. Although, I'm kind of going to be happy when the novelty wears off and my Instagram feed isn't full of hyperlapses like it is today. Pretty cool for a free app, though. Well done, Instagram team. Number two. A few weeks ago on episode 171 of The Social Hour, Amber MacArthur and I interviewed Ryan Hoover, the founder of a service called Product Hunt. If you missed that interview, it was very good. Now, Product Hunt is a really simple way for a community to share new products with each other. That could be mobile apps or websites or hardware projects, any real technical creation. Product Hunt has been getting a lot of attention lately. I think it's because it's just such a good idea and it's really not complicated. And lo and behold, we now have a Product Hunt iPhone app. See what's trending. Surprise, surprise, hyperlapse is number one. You can vote products up. You have to sign in with Twitter and give yourself a little bit of a title to vote, but that's easy. You can read the comments on a product, get a better sense of what it does, see what's been submitted recently, search for a specific product, even submit one of your own. Now, obviously, in an iOS app about products, you're going to see a lot of other iOS apps, but there's hardware, there are books, all sorts of stuff in here. There's not an easy way to add somebody you trust to a feed of any kind. Maybe that's in a future version. But you can go directly to their profile and see what products they've been lusting over. Now, obviously, I'm on the lookout for new apps all day, every day. So Product Hunt is basically made for me and my job and all of my research. Thank you. See what good stuff you can find in here and let me know. It's totally free. Number three, back to visual apps for a minute. We got a new app from Google called Photosphere Camera, which allows anybody with an iPhone to create 360-degree images and then publish them to Google Maps, if they want to anyway. Photospheres are great ways to look up and down and to the side, etc., to add a really accurate account of a place that you've been in, which you can then share with anybody. Now, I'm a big fan of sort of poring over a place, like a vacation destination or a new city I know I'm going to before I get there. Street view is great, but Photosphere Camera is better for a point of view from some sort of specific vantage point. I could have used this last week when I was in Waimea Canyon in Kauai, for example. Google Street View wouldn't really have helped me much at the top of a mountain. Now, I did a quick test of Photosphere Camera from my dining room this morning. Some mixed results. It really works best if you're standing and rotating with the camera as steady as possible facing outward. And it's kind of designed more for the outdoors than my messy little apartment. Which, by the way, I don't actually want posted publicly on Google Maps, although I could. I also wish there was an easy way to browse other photospheres in Google Maps itself. Does anybody know how to do that? Because I couldn't figure it out. In any case, next time you're somewhere really outstanding and you think, hey, this is great data that I'm willing to share with the world, I'm sure Google would love your submission. And it's free. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Lynda.com. Lynda.com is an easy and affordable way to help you learn. You can stream thousands of courses created by experts on software, web development, graphic design, pretty much anything. Lynda.com works directly with industry experts and software companies to provide training, often same-day new versions or releases that hit the market, so you're always up to speed. All the courses are really high quality. They're not like crappy homemade videos. They're broken down into little bite-sized pieces so you can learn at your own pace. You can go from start to finish or just jump around. Tools include searchable transcripts, playlists. You can link it up to your LinkedIn profile. That's great if you're a professional and say, hey, I just completed this course. Whether you're a beginner or really advanced, Lynda.com has courses for all experience levels. Now, for iPhone users, there are also courses on developing iOS apps and games. For example, shooting with the iPhone 5S and setting up your mobile office to work from anywhere. Who doesn't want to do that? For any software you rely on, Lynda.com can help you stay current with all software updates and learn the ins and outs to be more efficient and productive. We've got a special offer for you to access all of the courses free for 7 whole days. Visit lynda.com/i5 and try out lynda.com free for 7 days. Watch as many videos as you want. That's lynda.com/ifive. Number four. We got a duh tip from Curtis, who's a fan of longer passcodes on his iPhone that are also as convenient as possible. He writes, as you know, you can change the passcode settings to require a longer, more secure passcode. What I didn't know is that if you do this and use all numbers, the next time you enter your passcode, you're presented with only a number keypad to enter the passcode. Pretty handy, and allows you to create a more secure code. Yes, that is indeed cool, Curtis. So basically what he's saying is, when you turn off simple passcode in your settings, you get the regular old iOS keyboard so that you can enter whatever alphanumeric passcode you want. That's good. But from that keyboard, if you toggle over to numbers and then only input a numerical passcode that's longer than the simple 4 digits, iOS is smart enough to know that next time you're unlocking your phone. Just a cleaner situation in general. And I really like clean things. Finally, number 5. And we have another little gem from Google. Google's so generous this week with its iOS apps. Say hello to Google Slides, which lets you create and edit and collaborate with others on presentations from your iPhone, or any iOS device, really. You can add slides, you can rearrange those slides, you can format text, everything is auto-saved as you type, and offline mode is supported, so you don't have to worry about your internet connection. It's basically Google's iOS version of PowerPoint, which, by the way, you can open within Google Slides if you already use PowerPoint and need to access one, and you don't want to switch to a whole nother alternative. Now, I don't really know anybody who likes PowerPoint all that much, but I know a lot of you use it for all sorts of things. It's an industry standard. And it's nice that Google's smart enough to know that and gives you a free tool with quite a few presentation options. And now it's up to you to make your presentation interesting. Please, conference attendees everywhere are counting on you. I suggest more cat photos. And that's it for this episode of i5. Best one yet. All of the apps and links and other information from the show is at twit.tv/i5. You can email ideas or questions or feedback to us at i5@twit.tv. Thanks for all your feedback each week. You can leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-i5 or send us a video. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll see you next week on i5 for the iPhone.